This is Approximate Nudes. I was going to try and record a ramble fat, but I don't know if I'm not going to be able to, because so far the cat is just about kicking down the door because he's mad that I've locked him out. I do not want the kitty here with me while I do such dirty things to myself. We'll see how this goes. Okay. I don't know how these things normally go, but I guess I'll get started by telling you about the fun thing I did the other day, which I did for the first time, and that is I went and got waxed, like full Brazilian. There is no hair down there. Don't ask me what possessed me. Normally I just buzz it and call it good, but I was feeling saucy, I guess. So I went and got waxed. Let me tell you, those middle strips are the absolute devil. But the end result is I feel quite smooth, even on day 3. So you're not supposed to do anything like immediate post-waxing, because I guess you can make your skin angry. So I have not done anything down there, even though I really, really have been interested. Yeah. So I'm not really sure how to start this. I'm just kind of, I have a toy. It's a small rabbit vibrator. I don't know if it's going to be the one I keep using. I got tons of toys. I'm just kind of stroking it up and down my folds. It's very slick. And it feels very nice. And yeah. I really like the way it feels, whether it's a toy or somebody else. Before you ever stick anything inside, just kind of stroking the outside and then stroking harder and it starts rubbing more up and down along my clit, and then also starts kind of pressing inside a little bit because it's pressing so hard and it just teases. And I like that. I really like the way it feels. And it makes me want more. So it's even like teasing myself. But if it were an actual dick, it would be so much better, because before they're all the way hard, but they're still pretty rigid, they're soft and bendable, but there's that hardness, and I like to use them like a toy, rubbing up and down. And I can even just focus on my clit, just rubbing it up and down my clit. Oh, calm down. But it feels really nice. I have this habit of you can't tell, of getting myself worked up and rubbing really fast. And it feels really good. And it works me up really fast. Then I gotta take away the stimulation because it's like too much. So it's kind of like edging, but it's not necessarily that I'm close, I don't think, but it just feels really, really good. Like really, really good. Then I just kind of calm down and like get slower with it, slower up and down. Because what I was doing is using my toy and just rubbing really fast on my clit with the shaft of it. And I really want it to go inside. But it also feels really good to just rub it on the outside of my foot. Stupid. I'm so stupid. So I'm gonna go ahead and press it inside. And like that first little bit is the best. Going really slow. Just pressing it in. I'm still pressing it in. It just feels so good going so slow. Oh, and back out. It just feels like it's pulling. And I just kind of push it back in and out slowly, just really focusing on how it feels. And back out. Oh, I can feel it gripping down on it. It's almost uncomfortable, like when I'm going so slow, like I can feel everything inside. Back in. And that part feels okay. That part, that's good. That's good. That's good. Oh. But when I pull it out, it like tugs. And I can feel it. And I'm like really wet down there, okay? Like pulling it out and looking at it, you can tell there's plenty. There's plenty. Maybe we'll see. See. Is it going a little faster? And maybe, I don't know if the sound will pick it up. Maybe not inside. Oh, turn on the vibration. Oh. Because I got it going in and out, but it's a rabbit, so there's a part pressing against my clit, and I kind of rock it side to side while it's going in and out. It feels really good. I'm gonna feel really good. Oh, why is it gonna be so loud? There we go. Down. I told you, I get kind of worked up and I start going fast. And then I gotta calm down. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my. Chill out, calm down. Right there. Oh. Oh. close. I'm getting so close and I keep stopping. But it feels so bad. Oh my. Oh my God. I could come. I'm stopping. But I want to. But I want somebody to tell me I can come. I want somebody to give me permission to come. I don't just want to come. So please. Can I come? Can I come? Please. Please. Oh God. Please. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay. Now, here's my toxic trait. Once I come, like the first orgasm, I can keep going. And the second one comes really, really, really easy. Like really, really, really easy, and it's smaller, but it feels so sweet. It feels so sweet. Please, please let me. Oh my God, oh my God, oh. Can I have more? Can I please come again? Please? Please? Please let me come. Please? Somebody to do this to me. Because if it was somebody else, they wouldn't stop. And they would keep going. And they could keep pushing me to keep coming and coming until I could. Good, but I need somebody else to do this to me. I need somebody to fuck me. I feel good to do it to me so I can keep coming. So I can keep coming. One more. Please. Oh, please, 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 please. I want one more. One more. Just one more. Just one more. Please. Okay. That is enough. I am making a mess. Oh my God. I am making a mess in my blanket fort. And I don't know how the cat stopped fucking yowling for the duration of that. Ha